Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and it is my favorite episode of the month, Stone.
Well, I've been looking forward to this all month as well, but more recently, I got excited again because we were out at the Thai Visions event.
That's right.
I also enjoyed the, is it Mansoor? Is that the name of this outfit that does the robotic bartender? Oh, man, that rocked.
Is that not a cool company? I love that company.
Yeah, we've been seeing them around town a lot more lately. They got a lot going on over there.
Don't you think one of those things would fit right there in the cubbyhole?
I thought it would fit in your house for your Christmas party. That's what I thought.
But it was a fantastic event. We caught up with a lot of old friends, made some new ones. They were kind enough to give me a brief opportunity just to share what a positive experience participating in the COBA program has been. I can't imagine anyone not knowing about the COBA program, but getting together with these seasoned professionals that are just so passionate and so genuinely invested in our success, I mean, it's made all the difference in the world for our organization. I know you would agree. They challenged our thinking, and they helped us get focused on what we wanted to accomplish and helped us get committed to action. And I think we're creating greater value, commanding higher fees, as we should for delivering that value. And COBA's just like one of a dozen things that these folks do. So I'm delighted to have them here with us. We have with us Karen Robinson-Cope. She is Thai Atlanta president. And we've got Rachel Zick, who is program director. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. So glad to be here.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So now, before we get too far into it, for the two people out there who don't know Thai, can you share a little bit, Karen, about Thai Atlanta, what the mission and purpose is?
Absolutely. And again, thanks to people like Rachel and, more importantly, you all, we really feel like we're starting to get the word out. So I'm glad that only two people don't know about us, because I think a few years, maybe a few more than that, didn't. So we're excited that we're here today to talk about something that Rachel and I are both very passionate about. Thai is unique in that we're the largest nonprofit in the world that's focused on entrepreneurial excellence at every stage. So we, every stage, every sector, every type of entrepreneur. So whether it's manufacturing or whether it's software or whether it is retail. In addition, it's also, we're an early stage entrepreneur or a late stage entrepreneur. And we like to talk about our five pillars, because we talk about a high school and a college student. And it's not just the ones in downtown Atlanta, but it's colleges that are far flung in the outer reaches of Georgia. It's then an early stage entrepreneur where we help them with ideation. Then it's a later stage entrepreneur where we've got them on the COBA program. And if you all remember, I came and talked with you all about COBA,
right. Mm-hmm.
And you were one of the very first groups that I talked to COBA about when we were trying to get the word out. So thank you again. Then we have a later stage entrepreneur that, how do you connect the entrepreneur with a corporate? And you know, as you know, Atlanta has so many Fortune 500 corporations, and it's a great opportunity to connect them. And lastly, we talk about the social entrepreneur. So it's exciting to be focused on the full stage, but it's also exciting when we talk about entrepreneurs that are in every industry, and whether it's high school or college. And I think what makes it unique is two things. Number one, it's a global organization. So we have chapters in, literally we have 60 plus chapters in 30 countries, which is very, very exciting. In addition, you've got a group of mentors. So when you talk about your COBA advisors, we've got literally over 100 very successful C-suite executives that are paying money to give back to entrepreneurs at every stage. So you can see why I'm excited about it. What about you, Rachel?
My favorite thing, I think, about Thai and what gives me the most passion is that everything is based on a pay it forward model. If you're a high school student that's gone through our Thai Young Entrepreneurs program, we have those students come back and mentor the students that are in the program this year. If you are a COBA company, you are more than ready, guys, I'm looking at you too, to come volunteer to speak to our high school students.
Now, I think that'd be fantastic. Let's make a point of doing it. We would be delighted to do that. Yeah.
Are you scheduling it? Is that, you broke out your calendar?
Yep, January 7th. We'll count on you guys.
So now, when you were talking about the stages, you were talking about the stages of the kind of the life cycle of the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
So at high school, they're just learning. They don't know what they want to do or if they want to do this, but it gives them a chance to try, right?
And
participate and not just theorize whether this is something for them or not. All the way through, you've exited and now you want to give back to the community and to the ecosystem that served you so well throughout your career.
Exactly correct. But I want to just address a moment. I'll ask Rachel to pipe in as well. We talked about the high school students, and I don't know about you all when you went to high school, but we didn't have any kids like that when I went to high school.
Right.
Because our high school program, we had the wonderful joy of that our high school students actually, they participate on teams, do a business plan. Again, these kids are not just writing business plans, they're living the business plans. And so we actually won the international finals. And I'm going to ask Rachel just to talk a moment about the company. It's a fabulous company called Terabacta, and it is changing the way that in the developing world how people are dealing with agriculture. So take a moment, Rachel, if you wouldn't mind, and just talk a little bit about it because it's exciting.
My pleasure. I could brag on these kids any opportunity I get. The Terabacta crew is a team that decided to tackle a small problem when they came up with their business idea. They wanted to approach world hunger and figure out
high school students, remember, 15, right. 16, 17.
And they developed relationships with researchers at MIT. This is real life. They actually reached out to these guys at MIT who had discovered a bacteria, and they use it for a different purpose, but these students realized that this bacteria can reduce the acidity of soils. And by putting this bacteria into the land in the Sahara, they targeted areas in every continent on Earth that really struggle to feed their populations. By putting this one bacteria to use, you can make land that is useless into arable land in like 6 months or less. It's an incredible, incredible idea. And they did the whole plan from the financing. They have investors. They have a plan to actually reach out to all these areas and work with the local farmers and end world hunger. You know, this is what we get to do at work every day. It's incredible.
And you think about it, some of these kids can't even drive. And yet and again, for me, I get so encouraged because you've read so much in the press about just it's not an optimistic picture. And
you hear kids that aren't motivated or they're slackers or they're not interested in kind of working hard. And then you see this must be so rewarding.
It's so exciting. And you think about, again, these kids are working the plan. But not only that, then even the ones that their plan is more just a plan and not a business per se, they're still in their spare time starting nonprofits. And on one of them, I know that a couple of the kids the last 2 years have interned at Nanolumens, which is the company where I work at. And watching them as they've matured and grown over the last few years, but then in their spare time for them literally to go and help deal with the homeless problem here in Atlanta, they're everything giving blankets out on the street, they're doing they're scheduling medical care for some of these homeless people. It's very, very encouraging. And to think that Ty had an impact, had some little piece of that, is a very, very rewarding passion. I think you can see why so many successful entrepreneurs are willing to give back.
And Ty is unique in that when you are a member, you have to volunteer. Like, it's the only group that you have to pay to be a member in order to volunteer.
Don't you love that? I just think it's a great model. And I think number one, you have a more committed group of members. But I think it's also, whether it's helping a company like yours with COBA or any of the other mentoring that we do, I think it provides so much personal satisfaction and passion, but it has such an impact on so many kids and young entrepreneurs for that matter.
Now, you have a program, and the name fails me at the moment, but it has to do with large organizations helping smaller organizations. Can you speak to that one a little bit, Rachel, or Karen, either one?
Let me just start and kind of lay out the framework and then let Rachel go into the details. This is another one of the programs. And again, we look at our chapters worldwide and see some exciting things they're doing. But in addition, we work at our own ecosystem and see how we can help in Atlanta. As I said, Atlanta has so many Fortune 500 companies, but they sort of stick to themselves, and yet so many of the entrepreneurs stick to themselves, if you will. We felt there was a need to be able to bring the innovation that so many small companies have and bring it to the attention of some of the larger companies. And again, we've had a couple some very exciting successes, but I think in 2015 you're going to hear even more, including with our TaiCon for next year. So, Rachel, can you take just a moment and just talk a little bit about that?
Sure, Karen. That was a great intro. We call it Enterprise to Entrepreneurs because it's really our goal to connect the enterprise companies to our dynamic, innovative entrepreneurs. Large companies have big problems, but they also take a lot of time to solve those problems. There's a lot of overhead. They're also busy looking at 100 different things on any given day. The entrepreneurs are very focused on solving real problems, and we can plug entrepreneurs into bigger corporations and really help them both launch the startup and get the entrepreneurs going, but also those incredibly valuable relationships between the corporate and the small. They work just so beautifully together, and we make those introductions. We hope they lead to contracts. They have in the past. And like Karen said, in 2015, we have some really great plans up our sleeves to even build that program even greater.
Can you talk a little bit about when you're working with or having a conversation with a large enterprise company, and they have so many departments and divisions and hierarchy, bureaucracy, all kinds of stuff, and you're trying to kind of entertain or open their mind to this, hey, do you know Atlanta has such a vibrant startup scene? There's so many innovative people, innovative things. Would you be open to, you know, being matched up with some of them? Are they open to that kind of, like, it sounds good theoretically, but can it really work in that kind of a corporate structure? Like, how do you help them?
That's a great question, and I think that's the way we frame it is not so much, hey, are you willing to meet with them? But I think it's more along the lines of, what are some problems you're solving, or that you're facing that you need maybe a more innovative approach, and I think that's how you're able to really deal with the problem. And then once you understand what the problem is, there's two ways. Number one, we look through our own set of entrepreneurs within Atlanta, within mm-hmm. the Atlanta ecosystem, and or there may be entrepreneurs in residence, if you will, that might be willing to say, hey, I've got expertise. Let me deal right. with that one. But in addition, we can tap into our worldwide network of Thai, the Thai ecosystem, and see if we can bring another Thai entrepreneur, maybe from Mumbai or from Singapore or from Brussels, to help out. But it goes back to understanding what the problem is, trying to see what and as Rachel said so well, quite often they've got big machines they're running, and quite often they just don't have the focus because they're so busy running the, you know, right. multi-billion dollar corporation. And so when we can say, here is some solutions, what do you think? That's how we're able to bring them together. Equally important, we help train them because quite often early stage entrepreneurs don't know how to deal with a big company.
Right.
And so one of the reasons the big companies are hesitant to meet with entrepreneurs is A, they're going to be asked to fund the organization, or B, they don't understand that there may have to be an RFP. There has to be insurance requirements. A little company can't just sell to a big company.
Right, you can't. It's not like you show up with a briefcase and go, here, buy my wares.
Got it. 100% correct. You've got to have, again, there's legal issues, there's insurance issues, there's how do you sell it?
Right.
You know, the whole, whether you call it a PowerPoint or whatever, the selling proposition is very, very different. The terms might be different. So part of the things that I think that Thai does well is that we help get the entrepreneurial company set up, if you will. We train them on how to talk with, approach, sell, and then deliver to the big company. What do you think, Rachel?
I think you're exactly right. And one of the strengths of Thai Atlanta is the people that we bring into a room. Hopefully you guys saw this at Visions, but the diversity of entrepreneurs and the passion mm-hmm. of the people we bring to the room. It's really smart people and smart people doing exciting things. And we bring them together. Luckily enough, the introductions happen on their own sometimes. If you bring the best people into a room enough times and just give them occasion to interact naturally, beautiful collaborations emerge. And we've seen that Great. Several times in Thai.
So if you're looking back at this year, do you have a kind of a big success or a big challenge that you can share?
So I think there's a couple that we're so excited about. I think starting the year with TaiCon, again, everybody in this room has spoken many, many times at many events. And I must tell you that that was probably one of the most impressive group of speakers and events that I've ever been involved with. I was rapidly taking notes, and I'm not a note taker mm-hmm. per se, because there was so much great advice I got from this great speakers we heard. And number two is, as Rachel said so well, we're, because we focus on all stages and all verticals, we end up getting a very rich assortment of expertise. And so when you have that in a room, so TaiCon to me was an absolute high point. And again, for the reasons I've said, and I'll just give you a little heads up, wait till next year, because I think it's going to be even better next year, hard as that was to be. I think the second thing for me was the we've heard this again and again, that Thai is an organization that doesn't have an agenda other than entrepreneurship. We have a group of people that are about giving it, you know, paying it forward. And so because of that, we're a natural connector. And I think that was reflected in the program that I'm going to ask Rachel to talk about, the program we had just last month where you guys were attending. In November, we have a monthly program. We've had wonderful speakers. But I think our mid-November presentation monthly meeting was probably one of the best, because we brought together all these fabulous organizations in the city and said, entrepreneurs, here's all the resources that you can tap into. Go for it.
Right. And looking back, I think that I was going to mention that, if you weren't going to mention it as a big success. I thought this was a big opportunity for someone to step up and be that connector. And Thai is kind of a natural outfit for that, I believe. And can you talk about that and what groups are involved?
Yeah, Karen, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that has been my personal proudest moment of Thai so far this year, is bringing 14 of Atlanta's entrepreneurial organizations together in one room. And as Karen mentioned, we are uniquely positioned because our only agenda is entrepreneurship. And
cross industries. I mean, some of them are technology only, and you guys are kind of broader than
We're very, very broad.
We help everybody. And so bringing all those people in the room to meet our members and also to plug our members into the other resources available in Atlanta, it is such a luxury to not be competitive with any of the organizations, because we can have, we set up beneficial relationships between our members and these organizations, and we can provide them with our extensive network of mentors and also plug them into the experts in technology at ATDC, or help them with some conversations on investing with Eloisa was there from Invest Atlanta. You know, we just are so proud to be working among these incredible peer organizations, to both plug them into our membership and have our members benefit from them as well. We partnered with ATDC on TIEX this year. We're also working with Opportunity Hub. I think it says a lot about how passionate we are about this work, that we have developed these really meaningful partnerships with other organizations in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, I think it really leverages Atlanta, the community that's more collaborative. We don't look at things as a zero-sum game as some communities do, where I'm so worried that you're going to steal my client or my IP, that I'm not going to, I'm in a silo. So, it's heads down. And we're all about sharing and all about helping each other. And I think that, Thai is a great example of that. And just the ability to put that group of 14 together. And I'm sure that group's going to probably grow beyond 14. Great. I mean, because there's so many people doing good work out there. And it's great to see somebody that's trying to kind of wrangle them all together.
But there's another phenomenon that I witnessed that I suspect doesn't necessarily exist, at least not to this extent, in other markets. Karen, you're a very busy woman. You are running a substantive organization, but you find the time and the energy. I mean, you're down here hanging out with us. I mean, I know you got other stuff to do. And, you've got some other folks in this Atlanta community that are equally passionate and involved. Why? I guess what I'm really asking is, what would you say to other executives that are listening and they say, that sounds like a cool idea, but I'm just,
too busy.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. So often we focus on the urgent, and there's so much urgent that all of us are doing on a daily basis. But the important is giving back. And you've heard me speak that many times. The important is giving back. And I say two things. Number one, I've been a CEO for 20-some-odd years, which is a little scary because I didn't think I was that old. But when I first became a CEO, it was in the early 90s. And I've got to tell you that I wish I would have had access to an organization like Thai. And so a part of me is, I want to make sure that there's nobody else that's coming up the ranks. Someone like Rachel, I want to make sure that as she starts to grow her career and she starts to build companies, that I'm there and everybody else that I can challenge. So I think it's about giving back, but I also think for the betterment of Atlanta, there is a self-centeredness part of this, because I truly believe that for Atlanta to be the vibrant community, to be the top city, one of the top cities in the world, we have got to be able to build our entrepreneurial organization. I also think that we have such a melting pot of cultures and diversity, and that I think Ty can also help in that area. I was so excited when I was at our event and many of our events, because you see people of all ages. We're not the young 24-year-old white male group.
No,
we're
not
a group that,
not at
whether
all.
It's whether exactly correct, whether it's African Americans or females or Indians or whatever it might be, whether it's 60-year-olds starting their businesses. That's the kind of organization that I think Ty stands for. And I believe to help Atlanta, we have such a great city that if we can help bring that connecting, and if I can challenge other executives, not only entrepreneur, but I also want to continue to challenge corporate executives to get to give back as well. We can make Atlanta the city that we can be. But again, it requires people like the folks in this room to give back. And it requires, entrepreneurs and executives to say, you know what, I'm going to give somebody that hand up, because when I was starting out, I didn't have that hand up, if you will, that hand.
And I think that over the last few years, we've seen a shift, that there is more people that have exited, that are staying here, that's investing back into the community, that are trying to create that ecosystem to make it that much more vibrant. And to your point, I think that the people who have made a certain level of success, to reach out to these larger enterprises and to really invest back into the startup community, I think that that could just really catapult us to greatness in so many different ways and really fast forward the process.
Well, I have a comment on that too. I do think that's important for people who have reached a certain level of success. And I would say you don't have to have a $20 million exit to turn around and pay it forward. Doing fine. We're very blessed. We have a nice little profitable business here. We're doing everything we can to grow. But we don't have to wait till we have a $20 million exit to make a contribution, right?
We love that. Go. I'm loving that, because that's exactly correct. So often we think when I get to be a certain level or a certain exit or whatever, and I think so well stated. And I think that's the other thing that Ty, because of this virtual circle, if you will, both the entrepreneur and the companies, I think that we can get you at every stage. As I said, Rachel's already got you two signed up to help out at the high school program.
Rachel's got other high school kids signed up. I mean, that's how good Rachel is.
The other thing I just want to talk about, when you talk about the things that really make me excited and proud about being Ty, we've spoken about a number of them, but when I look out, whether it's our high school students at Terabacta, whether it's our high school students starting a nonprofit, whether it's our college where we're bringing in colleges from the far reaches of the state, there's so much attention on some of our downtown schools.
Right.
But when we can talk about bringing in the universities from around the country, and by the way, that program was started by one of our charter members who said, you know what? Why aren't we doing something for the universities?
Right, we're doing it for high school.
Why aren't we doing it for the universities? And so we started it. This will be our second year. Everyone will tell you it's very successful. It's going to be even bigger this year. But I think the other thing that Ty does, it provides this structure where we can, in fact, focus on your own unique passion within the entrepreneurial, but help provide the resources and the support to grow it, like, for example, our Ty college program, our Ty university program.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, though, I just want to take really briefly and just say, when I look at the members and I look at some of the successes they've had over the next year, and you said it so well, they're coming back and you look around the Atlanta community. That was not the case 3, 4, 5 years ago. People had their exits.
And they're like, see ya.
See ya. And they're going to the beach.
I'm at the beach. Right.
I'm at the beach. And now we've got, I think about in our own Ty, I think about Raj, and I think about how many successes he's had at Madu. When I think about, again, Paul Lopez, you start to go KP Ready. You just start to go down the list. And so many of them have had so many successes. And then you look in the Atlanta community, whether it's obviously Tom Noonan or David Cummings or Trip Rackley or Paul Judd, and you think, wow, more and more of these are coming back. And I think that's how we're going to get more of these entrepreneurs. They're busy. I'm busy. But yet we all realize it's not only is it something that we want to do, it's a responsibility.
Right.
I think we need to do it.
And then, and that's what's coming out. It's almost like an arms race of who can do more good in the city. You know,
fantastic.
Everybody's trying to one up each other. Well, I'm going to build, you know, ATV, and I'm going to do this. You know,
great comment. And that's a good place to be when everybody's trying to outdo each other
right,
and doing
for
more
good,
for the city.
Right?
That's right.
So now, looking forward, what do you guys got planned for us?
We have a really exciting calendar of monthly programs next year. Those are on the second Wednesday of every month. We have a theme for next year. We're going to base it all around big challenges, big growth, and big success. We want to offer our experts and our mentors to say, look, these are some of the roadblocks I hit along the way, and here's how to avoid them. We're going to do that in marketing. We're going to do that in finance. We're going to do that in HR. We have a whole host of programs lined up to really tackle directly the obstacles that our entrepreneurs are facing day to day and help them knock them out of the way. Like Karen was saying, one thing we try to think about a lot is, what did I wish I had known when I was where you are? And really feeding our entrepreneurs that nourishing wisdom that we're in a unique place to give them. And then, as Karen also mentioned, TyCon will be April 18th. That is our marquee event of the year. We have an incredible lineup settling in, lots of exciting stuff up our sleeve for that. So we will come back soon and give you guys the details and the scoop on that one.
And I hope we can count again. I understand you've committed to the high school, but we got to get you guys back as our MCs for the event, because it's going to be bigger and better this year.
Color us there. If you want us, we'll be there.
We need you.
And what do you need more of? What can we do? What can our listeners do? What do you need more people in what areas?
I think one of the two things that I would say, and then I'm sure Rachel's got a few as well, is that one of the things when we're starting to do analytics, and I think Ashish says it so well. He's our other, our other executive director, and he says it so well that I think we're the only nonprofit in town that has got our own data analytics person. And one of the things in analyzing it, we realize that we have all this amazing programming, we've all these great entrepreneurs, and I'm still not sure that we've focused enough on general membership. So one of the things that it's a key priority for 2015 is to drive general membership. Again, we want to make sure that there's nobody that wants to learn that is kept out for financial reasons. But we have a very, very cost effective, for 100, what is the?
$125 for low price.
For one low price of $125, literally attend all of the meetings. And I think, again, that's something that we want to get that word out. Because when I think about somebody like a KP Reddy sitting down and sharing his story,
right.
And we've only got 50 or 100 people, there's 1,000 people in Atlanta right. That need to hear that message. So a thing that you all, and we ask all of our charter members, but we really ask you all to help us get the word out that from a membership perspective, again, we're a nonprofit, so getting more members, all it means is we get more people up that learning curve and more people giving back to Atlanta. So number one is membership.
And a membership, it would be great for an entrepreneur, a business. Who's the profile of a member?
Great question. I think it's clearly an entrepreneur or a wannabe entrepreneur, but it's also for corporate employees. It could be, I hate to say this, but it could be a corporate employee who at one point may want to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
But equally important, it's for how can you take innovation and how can you take entrepreneurial tactics and strategies and so forth to make your organization better. I think you'll hear from so many of our entrepreneurs that they use their entrepreneurial skill set when they're at large corporations to be quicker, to think about problems differently. And I think, so therefore, I don't want to say we're good for everyone, but I absolutely believe that whether they're wannabe entrepreneurs or corporate players, employees that are looking about how to improve their skills. What else do you think, Rachel? Clearly students.
I think the most important thing is to come check us out. I have no doubt that you will be impressed by what we do. As soon as you come and see the value of the programming we have, the caliber of people we draw to the room, and the passion that you can just feel talking to any one of us, I have no doubt that you will be impressed and want to stick around. Our next meeting is going to be on January 14th. Follow us on Twitter at Ty Atlanta. It's at TIE Atlanta to get all our greatest and latest news. And just come engage with us. I promise that it will be worth your time.
Right. And the entrepreneur isn't necessarily this person with an idea for an app. They could have an idea for a pet food store,
a dance
right?
studio,
right?
You know, that's a real life case.
Or to your point, another project inside UPS. I mean, a 20-year exec at UPS would be extremely well-served by hanging out with this crowd, right?
I would agree. And I think that the other thing you find out, and I think I'll speak as an entrepreneur because, again, I've been in one for so many years, it's lonely being an entrepreneur. Mm, it's probably lonely being a corporate executive as well, right. But it's lonely being an entrepreneur. And one of the benefits that I think we're starting to see some of the community form is just going out and hanging out with other entrepreneurs. I mean, the COBA program, you get to not only hit with advisors, but you get to hit with other entrepreneurial organizations that are maybe at the same stage. And how are they dealing with these sort of challenges? So I think that's the other thing is the natural relationships that are formed when you're starting to see these folks. And we always leave time for networking because we believe that so many of the good ideas are not coming from us necessarily, but they're coming from the folks in the room.
Right. And that's an important distinction. I mean, a typical meeting isn't just somebody standing up and just speaking. A lot of times the meetings are tables filled with people who have been there, done that, where you can sit at the table shoulder to shoulder and share the good, the bad, the ugly about what they're going through. I mean, so that's super important.
Now, do you remember what we did the last time we did that? One of the people that was at one of my tables was Jeremy Wing with Payscape. That helped us. We went out and talked to his organization. Right. That helped us create a relationship with a guy who was doing some things we wanted to do. It's
an
like
accelerator.
It is an accelerator.
A relationship accelerator.
I think we may have to take that one. Do you mind that one? We'll give credit. We'll give credit. One last thing I was going to say, and again, being a nonprofit, and again, we have a little different agenda than I think some of the other organizations. We have a different model, sponsor model as well. And I was at an event over the last few weeks, and I was amazed at how many sponsors came up. And I looked at this room and said, boy, there's a lot of great people here. And the next thing I know, I was bombarded by literally, 100 different people trying to sell me something. And I think that's the other thing that that Ty has gone through over the last few years. It has tried to improve that model, if you will. So we have a limited number of sponsors. And so the other thing, and I think you all would agree with me, you go to meetings, there aren't a line full of people trying to sell you things. Everybody in the room is primarily a entrepreneur or a corporate executive or a corporate employee. So it's a great opportunity. You don't feel you feel very free to attend our meetings because you don't feel that you're going to be hit up for many things. I don't know if you want to add anything into that, Rachel, but I just think that's another big win that I don't think we communicate well enough about that.
Right. It's a culture of trying to help first.
Right.
Rather than sell somebody something.
Well, I like that very much, not having to worry about being hammered and hit on.
Right.
And in the same breath, I got to tell you, the handful of people that are at Ty, you know that they have their value system is consistent with yours. So I am a little
great
quicker
comment.
To walk up and have a meaningful, substantive conversation with Dick Ingerson and Warren Averett because I know that our value system is
right. Consistent. It's less, you're more open to being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's not a great sign of weakness. It's a sign of, hey, you've been there, done that, maybe you can help me or share something important with me.
And that's where meaningful conversations happen and that's where change is made is when you are safe to open yourself up and have right. Clear, honest discussions about the challenges you're facing or even what you're excited about. And we do work very hard to ensure a safe space for the entrepreneurs to come and let it all out on the table. Everyone in the room is there to help.
Right, but that's different than a lot of organizations where everything's like, yeah, everything's great. Everything, it's all kind of glad-handing and everybody's, kind of blowing smoke.
Safe space.
Safe space.
Right?
I like that one.
That's good stuff.
All right, so if somebody wants to learn more, what's the best way to connect with you guys and show up somewhere?
The quickest way is connect with us on Twitter. It's at TIE Atlanta, at TI Atlanta. We are also on Facebook and we're on LinkedIn. You can check out our website. It's www.ty-atlanta.org. And hit us up on Twitter and we'll follow you back. We'll get the conversation started.
All right. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
You guys, we just want to say again, thank you for what you're doing for the Atlanta community because getting this word out, and again, I've listened to so many of the programs and so many of the folks that I know have been on the program, and it's getting a message out about whether it's entrepreneurs, whether it's corporations, it's getting the word out about here's some things I can learn, here's some things that I can improve on. So thanks for all you guys are doing for the city. We really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, and we will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.